currently is at 50 minutes away from one. You're listening to Nova's Snowline. I'm Colm Hazen. I've been for most of my life, but we won't talk about that. We have some more updates on the traffic news. We will indeed have all the traffic news after 1 o'clock of all the main roads, because we have eventually got it. Yes, we have. But at the moment, we're just trying to catalogue it and trying to look up our geography maps to see where the roads are going. But at the moment, there's only one lane open to Newlands Cross. That's by Newlands Cross, Rathcoole. This is the Nace Road. And as far as I know, it's the left-hand lane on one as you're going some of the way, and then it switches to the right-hand lane. It's a little bit confusing, but you'll know if you start driving up there. The thing is, do not drive up that road unless it is a vital emergency, because you cannot get to Nace. The Nace to Dublin road is blocked completely. There is no way that you can get through whatsoever. So you'll have to go around by South Africa and around that way. You cannot get to along the Nace to Dublin road. As I say, there's one lane open along by Newlands Cross and to Rathcoole, but after that, you have to stop, and it's out with the skis. As I say, we'll have a full update of all the traffic after the 1 o'clock news, because we have eventually got it in. And boy, aren't we lucky, because people are ringing in all the time. We're also looking for a shop in the Walkinstown area, or a shop in the, well, Talla area, sorry, a shop in the Walkinstown area or a shop in the Talla area that have milk for sale, because the people are actually stuck in their areas and they can't get out. And could they, the shops, kindly give us a buzz and we will mention it, because they are looking for milk. Just two little handy points while you're listening to Nova and you've nothing else to do. A young lady rang in and said, don't forget the old birds in the back garden, because remember, they can't get food either, and they don't have the proper money to exchange at shops, and anyway, they can't speak our language, but enough of that. So if you are just messing around the house at the moment, maybe you could try out a little bit of food for the birds, and remember the old water too. Also, if you've just done the fire and there's lots of ashes left in the fire and you have a bad road in front of you, throw them out on the road, because that'll also ease the old sliding congestion and the old pile-ups. As I said, we'll have all the news of the traffic after 1 o'clock news, and it's 604043 if you want to get in contact with the Snowline. 604043. We're looking for a shop in Walkinstown and a shop in Talla, and in fact, shops anywhere in Dublin that have milk at the moment. Would they please give us a ring, because it is an essential necessity.
I'll do anything.
You'll be glad to hear after setting out for the appeal for something in Tala that is selling milk. We did get numerous phone calls about a farmer who obviously did not get his milk delivered this morning or collected this morning, and he's selling it at the top of Seskin View, an old barn junction. I'm told it's at a set of traffic lights. That's in Tala, at the top of Seskin View, and the old barn junction. There is a farmer selling milk up there. You must bring your own container. And that's at the top of Seskin View and Old Barn Junction. We're still looking for places that are selling milk. If they would please ring in, especially now in the Walkinstown area is what we're looking for. And also petrol stations. A lot of people are not sure where their nearest petrol station, and it's imperative that they do not drive too far on the roads in the condition that they are in at the moment. A quick message. Mrs. Bradshaw would like to thank all her neighbours who helped in buying food for her mother and generally keeping her warm and that kind of thing. It's good to look in at the old people because with the weather being what it is. So Mrs. Bradshaw would like to thank all the neighbours.
It only happens once a year. The Red Corner Shop is just about giving away everything. Yes, the great annual Red Corner Shop sale is now on. Beds must go, chairs must go, tables must go, dresses must go. In fact, everything must go. So hurry to the Red Corner Shop because everybody will want one of these unbelievable bargains. Our prices have to be seen to be believed. Don't miss out on the Red Corner Shop sale. The Red Corner Shop, 79 Lower Dorset Street, for today's furniture at yesterday's prices.
Calling the country's top quality technical people. Are you interested in working in the international oil business? If so, Oil Tech and Offshore Services Limited are now accepting resumes with immediate preliminary assessment interviews. The type of personnel they require include petroleum engineers, drillers and tool pushers, engineers in the corrosion or maintenance or project or design areas, NDT and quality assurance personnel, engineering design staff, naval architects. If you're interested in a challenging and rewarding career in this industry where performance and results are the yardsticks for promotion, why not call in at Oil Tech and Offshore Services Dublin office? Baggett Hall, 41 Lower Baggett Street, Dublin 2, or telephone 609914.
Madame will be having her usual order, I assume. 2 weeks in Corfu? Or there is a fortnight in Rhodes? Or 14 days in Crete?
No, I'd like a mixer this year. Chop and change a bit.
I'm afraid, madame, it's a set menu.
Enter Club Travel. Greece à la carte. Pick out one, two, or three islands from the Club Travel brochure, and we'll arrange the lot. And for just 15 miserable pounds on top, you can fly home from Crete or Rhodes instead of Athens. You see, Greece with Club Travel is altogether much more appetizing.
Go.
Club Travel. Radio Nova.
Thank you. news at 1 o'clock with Brian Dobson. With no improvement in the cold weather, the forecast is for snow to spread today from the southeast. In parts of Dublin, supplies of milk and bread are running short, although delivery vans have managed to make supplies available in some parts of the city. In Wicklow, the conditions are still severe, with some farmers flying in feedstuffs to their stranded animals. Road conditions throughout the country remain very bad. In Dublin, there's ice on all roads, and minor roads have been blocked by either abandoned cars or snowdrifts. The Swords Road is very icy but passable, according to the AA, and the Clontarf and Watermill roads are still blocked. Out in West Dublin, the Nace Road is blocked between Newlands Cross and Rathcoole on the outward carriageway, and on the city-bound side, it's passable but very icy. On the south side, the Bray Road is now clear at Loughlinstown but very bad in the Shank Hill area. Beyond into Greystones, the road is described as very dangerous, particularly at Winegates. Main roads throughout the country are poor. The Dublin-Dundalk Road is very icy and very dangerous. The same goes for the Dublin-Longford Road. The road to Sligo is only slightly better, and to Galway it's bad at Athlone, but nearer Galway it's slightly better. Nace to Kildare is described as passable, while beyond Kildare to Portlaoise and Roscrea is very bad. The main Dublin to Cork road is blocked at Johnstown and Erlingford, according to the latest reports, and the Cashel area is very bad also. South from Dublin to Waterford it's also icy, and the road to Wexford is just about totally blocked in the Wicklow area. In Dublin there's no bus or rail service, and mainline trains have been badly hit by the Arctic conditions. However, there will be a number of trains to and from Houston Station in Dublin today, and they are one arrival, and that's the 3:10 p.m. from Cork. It's now due to come in at 6:25, and departures this afternoon, the 2:40 p.m. to Cork, 6:40 to Galway and Westport, 6:50 to Waterford, and 7:15 to Cork. According to Air Rianta, Dublin Airport will remain closed until the late afternoon at the earliest, after which they hope to make it available. Snow crews at the airport have been working throughout the night clearing runways, and Air Rianta report that they're making progress. However, passengers are strongly advised to telephone their airline before leaving home. At Shannon, the airport is open, and at Cork, planes are still landing, although there are reports of snow showers and crosswinds. Across the water, many towns and villages in southern England are still cut off by snowdrifts. Wales is also badly affected, and there are no reports of any improvement there either. There are long delays to travellers at Gatwick and Heathrow airports in London. And the other stories of the day. The leader of the Democratic Unionist Party, Ian Paisley, is to visit Canada at the weekend. He'll be addressing congregations of Free Presbyterians and Orange Lodge groups. In an interview with a Toronto newspaper, Mr. Paisley said the purpose of his visit was to inform the people of Canada about what's happening in the north and to represent the unionist viewpoint to them. And the world news, in Poland, the leader of the military government there, General Jaruzelski, has had a meeting with the country's Catholic primate, Archbishop Glemp. The meeting was the first between the two men since the imposition of martial law 4 weeks ago. The official news agency said they exchanged views on the current situation and discussed ways of dealing with the country's problems. In Rome, police have arrested a university professor thought to be the mastermind behind the Red Brigade terrorist group. For the past year, police have been hunting him on terrorist charges, and he was arrested early this morning during a raid on a suburb of Rome. Nine other people were also detained. And finally, the West German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt has called for an early summit meeting between US President Reagan and the Soviet President Brezhnev. He said such a meeting is needed to make Mr. Brezhnev understand the strength and determination of the United States. And that's the Nova News. The time, 4 minutes past one.
Radio Nova.
And once again, we'll have a look at the weather. It'll be continuing very, very cold with some clear spells at first and bright spells later on in the afternoon. Mostly dry with snow showers developing during the day and fresh gusty easterly winds. Temperatures ranging from minus 3 or 4 degrees Celsius to a high of minus 1 degree Celsius in the afternoon, and that is not very high. Back to the snow line just for a quick minute. At 1:30, we will go through all the list of the shops, of the petrol stations, and we'll have another look at the traffic situation in and around Dublin. So if you have milk and you are a shop, would you please give us a buzz on 604043. That's 604043. And also garages, we appeal, will you give us a buzz, 604043, to tell us that you are open. Many thanks.
Train to Santa. 75. He said he was in love. I said, I'm pleased. A gentle breeze blew down Fifth Avenue. A little too far that night. The side of blood dispersed again. A crowd gathered, the police came. An ambulance screamed to halt on 53rd and 3rd. George's life ended there, but I ask who really cares? George once said to me, and I quote, he said, never wait or hesitate. Get in, give before it's too late. You may never get another chance. 'Cause youth's a mask, but it don't last. Live it long and live it fast. Georgie was a friend of mine.
After one o'clock, yes, Rod Stewart, The Killings of Georgie, Part 1 and 2. As I mentioned earlier, about half one, we'll have hopefully a full list of the shops that are selling milk and bread and the bare necessities. Also, the petrol stations, which will be open for today, and we'll also have another look at the weather. We'll have another look at the traffic right now as I reach for my next record. This is how confusing it is. Yes, indeed, live radio, folks. So that's coming up at half one, a full list of the shops, of the petrol stations, and another look at the traffic. If you are a shop or a petrol station, you're open, do please give us a buzz. 604043 is the number to ring, 604043. Do be patient with the lines, they are rather busy.
I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years? feeling in the years. Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what to do.
We are appealing at the moment for shops that have milk, if they could ring in and we'd be able to broadcast it. Also, petrol stations that are open. We're trying to get a full list of petrol stations and shops that have milk and bread. Castle Park in Tala, I am told, is completely snowed in. It's literally in a state that people cannot get out of the houses to go to the shops or even to get coal or fuel in. That's Castle Park in Tala. If there's anybody in the surrounding area that can offer any assistance whatsoever, maybe a few shovels, maybe even a bulldozer, something, just to get them out of Castle Park in Tala. They are completely snowed in and have been since Friday. So the corporation don't seem to have got down there yet. So if there is maybe a few people around with a few shovels, they could possibly get down, because they are in bad need of fuel and there's a lot of young children and there is no heat in the house whatsoever. So once again, Castle Park in Tala. If you're a petrol station, a shop, or if you've any more news on the roads, 604043, the snow line, and we'll have a full list at 1:30.
Dressed in black, you miners don't understand.
But it's feeding me wrong. plunging into the Pacific Ocean? Or introducing the kids to Mickey Mouse?
Well, hello there.
Quiet on the set.
Or watching them shoot at Universal Studios? Now you can, because Club Travel can take you to California for just £449 return, and one-third off for children, too. Go in the off-season, and it costs even less, and there are absolutely no surcharges guaranteed. Club Travel. We're in Lower Abbey Street.
Go.
Club Travel.
That we'd have a full list of all these services at half one. Well, it's 5 minutes over, but it's good enough. We'll start off with the shops that are selling milk or bread at the moment. Seamus Riley is a farmer in Stony Park in Rathcoole, and he has plenty of milk which was never collected this morning. That's Seamus Riley in Stony Park, Rathcoole. The VG's food store in Artane have plenty of milk, and they are selling it. Murphy's in Bagot Street were open this morning. We're not actually sure whether they still have milk, but you can always try if you're in the locality. The Bia Kiston in 124 Sycamore Road in Finglas have no milk, but they have plenty of bread, and they make it themselves. The White Spot in Hart's Corner in Fisborough have plenty of milk. The Whistle Stop in Roscala in Shankill have milk, and they're getting another delivery in at 2:30. That's in an hour's time, so they should have plenty. Purcell's Supermarket in Rathcoole also have milk. That's two places in Rathcoole. Coins in the Whitehall Road West have plenty of milk. And Boy Lamb in Enniskerry, if you're stuck out there in Wicklow, Boy Lamb in Enniskerry have plenty of milk. But at the moment, Enniskerry is without bread or flour. So if there is anybody maybe dropping in through Enniskerry, Or maybe somebody would be willing to drop into Enniskerry and bring out some bread and flour. They have no bread and flour whatsoever in Enniskerry. I don't even know if the roads are passable up that area. Donnelly's supermarket in Rathmines have milk. McNamara's in Baldoyle also have milk. And at the top of Seskin View and the Old Bourne Junction, there is a farmer with plenty of milk that was never delivered this morning, and you must bring your own container. A few restaurants, if you're interested, Gallagher's in Middle Abbey Street are open. The Pop Inn restaurant in Dorset Street is open for a quick snack and maybe a hot cup of coffee. The Owens Milkman in the Talla area is now going around delivering milk to his regular customers. That's the Owens Milkman in Talla, now delivering to his regular customers. So you'll know who you are and you don't have to go out and go for any milk. We have two in Charlemont Street that are open for milk. Black's and Lola's. They're about 20 yards away from each other. Both of them have milk. The Highlands in Ballyboden also has milk. That's the Highlands in Ballyboden. And Dan Cullen on the Nace Road has milk. And I think it's the Sherpin family in Clondalkin sending many thanks to him for the milk they got this morning. That's Dan Cullen in the Nace Road. That's the list we have of the shops so far. Petrol stations. Dunamead service station will be open until 8 tonight. The Sanford Road service station in Ranelagh will be open most of the day. The Raheny self-service station in the Hoth Road will be open until 9. Joe Keane in Goatstown will be open until 5. The Bluebell station, that's in Kylemore and Ballyfermot, is also open. The Asbury station in Bray is open until 2, although why one would need petrol in Bray at the moment, I cannot imagine. The Jet Garage in Palmerstown is also open. And Pit Stop in Glasnevin have willingly opened their doors for emergencies that need to be done to cars. That's the Pit Stop in Glasnevin. If you need an emergency done to your car, and I do stress the point that it is an emergency, well, they will be open and will be open most of the day. The Sandyford service station in Dundrum will be open until 2 p.m. Rather, they are in Sandyford, but they did mention that the Dundrum Hill is very, very icy, but if you do go up it carefully, you will get to the top and get your petrol. Glasnevin service station is open. The Cabra Dublin Garage is open, and the Messville filling station will be open until 4, and the Ringsend station will be open after 5. Keely's in Hoth is open. Rigby and Higgins in Clonskee is open. And that's the lot of the petrol stations that we did get in. They are all open. If you are a petrol station, you're not on that list and you would like to be included, 604043 is the number to ring. Roads, very, very important. Road conditions throughout the country are very, very bad. In Dublin, there's ice on all the roads and minor roads have been blocked by either abandoned cars or snowdrifts. The Swords Road is very, very icy but passable, and the Clontarf and Watermill roads are still blocked. Out in the west, Dublin, the Nace Road is blocked between Newlands Cross and Rathcoole on the outward carriageway, and on the citybound side, it's passable but very, very icy. On the south side, the Bray Road is now clear at Loughlinstown, but very bad in the Shankill area. Beyond into Greystones, the road is described as very, very dangerous, particularly at Winegates, and I'm told that as far down as Gorey, the road is blocked. There is no way through. Main roads throughout the country are very, very poor. The Dublin to Dundalk road is very icy and very dangerous, but is just about passable, and of course, only on emergencies should you use it. The same goes for the Dublin-Longford road, and the road to Sligo is only slightly better. The road to Galway is bad at Athlone, but near Galway, it's slightly better. Nace to Kildare is described as passable, while beyond Kildare to Portlaoise and Roscrea, it is very, very bad. The main Dublin to Cork road is blocked at Johnstown and Urlingford, according to last reports, and the Cashel area is bad. South from Dublin to Waterford is also icy, and the road to Wexford is just about totally blocked in and around the Wicklow area, and all the small roads going into the Wicklow and Dublin mountains are more or less blocked, and there is no way in. In Dublin, there's no bus or rail services, and the mainline trains have been badly hit by Arctic conditions, but there will be a number of trains from Houston Station arriving and departing. And here's a list of them. Arrivals, well, at 3:10, the 3:10 from Cork is due to arrive now at 6:25. The 3:10 due to arrive in Houston Station at 6:25. The 2:40 is to arrive in, departs this afternoon. There's a 2:40 going to Cork. There's a 6:40 to Galway and Westport, and a 6:50 to Waterford, and also a 7:15 to Cork. I'll say them again. Departures, a 2:40 to Cork, a 6:40 to Galway and Westport, a 6:50 to Waterford, and a 7:15 to Cork. And that is about all the information we have on the moment. If you are a shop, a garage, and you haven't been included in that, give us a buzz on 604043. That's 604043, and the snow line will be on now and then during the afternoon.
Don't stay around long, not long. much anymore. Yesterday's words don't make them sheltered like they did before. Baby, yesterday's blues, maybe yesterday's news, but the truth always stays the same. And the good things will never change, like saying I love you. Yesterday's moves don't stay in the grooves, they keep moving on. Maybe yesterday's rhyme was for yesterday's time, and the future's not ours to see. But there's some things it always will be, like saying I love you. Love you.
14 minutes away. Well, it's 13 minutes away from 2 o'clock. You're listening to Nova 88 FM Stereo, the Mighty 890. And the snow line is going all through the afternoon. And we were asked to mention, I mentioned earlier about all the traffic condition. I failed to mention, that the road to Ashbourne is completely blocked and will be for about 2 hours. And there seems to be a lot of people stranded on this side of Ashbourne that have tried to get home. They tried out on Thursday and now they've been stranded for 2 days. And the message is that they'll be home as soon as they can. So if you are listening, there's also people on the other side of Ashbourne that can't get back into Dublin. The Dublin to Ashbourne road is blocked and also the Swords to Ashbourne road is blocked. Another mention to the airport is still closed and will not be opening until possibly late afternoon. When we get the news from Aer Lingus, we will broadcast it immediately, and please do not ring up the airport because they have been inundated with calls and you will just not get through. And please don't ring us up about the airport anymore now that we've told you, and when we do get the news that it's open, we will broadcast it immediately.
Looking through me like I was.
says there's no reply at all, and that seems to be the story of the day. There's people just not answering phones at all, and I'm answering an awful lot. We have a few nurses in Effra Road who are stuck, and they're at the nurses' home in Effra Road. They are stuck, and they must get out, and they're looking for somebody who would possibly have a car with chains to be able to get them out, because they have to go to work, and it is a good job. That's nurses in Effra Road looking for a car with chains, where they how they can get out. Also, a young lady, if possible, is there a taxi man available? I don't think there is, but if there is a taxi man available to drive a young lady to the station, Houston station, because she must catch a train, the phone number is 604043, and we'd be much appreciated. That's 604043. Also, it seems the Sutton and Hoth area is still out of water, and it has been out of electricity for a long time. They're not, well, they're kind of begging to the corporation, if there's any chance, could they maybe pop over? I could be wrong, maybe they have done it already, but any chance. I know also Port Rann is out and has been out since Friday. If there is any news on anything happening up there, maybe you could give us a buzz on 604043.
I'm Siobhan Purcell. The Taoiseach, Mr. O'Leary, has just announced that all schools will be closed tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday because of the big freeze-out. The main problem for most people today has been how to get the general food supplies. And we'll have more on that in our next newscast. According to Arianta, Dublin Airport will remain closed until the late afternoon, after which they hope to make it available for operations. Snow crews at the airport have been working throughout the night clearing runways, and Arianta report that they are making progress. However, passengers are strongly advised to telephone their airline before leaving home. At Shannon, the airport is open and at Cork, planes are still landing, although there are reports of snow showers and cross winds. Many towns and villages in southern England are still cut off by snowdrifts. Wales is also badly affected, and there are no reports of any improvement. There are long delays to travellers at Gatwick and Heathrow airports in London. In other news, the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party, Ian Paisley, is to visit Canada at the end of the week. He will be addressing congregations of Free Presbyterians and Orange Lodge groups. In an interview with a Toronto newspaper, Mr. Paisley said the purpose of his visit was to inform the people of Canada about what is happening in the North and to represent the Unionist viewpoint. The world news in brief, in Poland, the leader of the military government, General Jaruzelski, has had a meeting with the country's Catholic primate, Archbishop Glemp. The meeting was the first between the two men since the imposition of martial law 4 weeks ago. The official news agency said they exchanged views on the current situation and ways of dealing with the country's problems. In Rome, police have arrested a university professor thought to be the mastermind behind the Red Brigade terrorist group. For the past year, police have been hunting him on terrorist charges, and he was arrested early yesterday morning during a raid of a suburb of Rome. Nine other people were also detained. And finally, a warning from a scientist who writes books about the weather. He's predicted that the present severe winter could be the first of many. Dr. John Griven predicts that we are moving into a little ice age with extremes of heat and cold. And as Brian Dobson commented earlier, Dublin Corporation had better buy a few snowplows because it's going to get worse before it gets better. Now, we'll have the weather on the half hour and other information for you, so stay tuned.
Radio Nova.
Jason Maine.
It's past 2 o'clock. Good afternoon to you. Finally making it. Thanks, Colm. By the way, we have some more news on the snow line.
We do, Jason. The snow line will be operating throughout the afternoon. If people want to ring in, it's 604-043 to do with anything with the weather. At 2:30, we'll have a rundown on the traffic situation, the roads. We'll also have a rundown on the shops and the petrol stations, which are open. And if anybody needs any assistance concerning the weather, it's 604-043. Jason.
Okay, thanks, Colm. albums. What a song, the Gibson Brothers from 1978, and ooh, what a life. 9 minutes past 2 o'clock, Nova International, 88 FM stereo, and the Mighty 890. Nice to have you with us, and the snow line, 604-043. If you need some help or assistance, we can help you, 604-043, Nova's snow line.